Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back. All right. Excited to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to talk about some stuff that's interesting to me. All right. I hope you like it, too. So, listen, we're excited because Beth was able to get back on the program, a great guest. We've had her on before, Dr. Kathy Gruver. And she is a health and wellness expert. And you say, health and wellness, David, what's that got to do with our finances? Oh, but you wait. What we eat, what we do, stress, all that stuff. Guess what? It affects your decision making. It affects, ultimately, your money. It affects it. Can't separate it. It's just part of the deal. So Kathy's got a new book out, Journey of Healing, One Woman's Path to Healing Self and Others. And the website for today's program, the Alternative Medicine Cabinet. com. Kathy is an award-winning author, speaker, guest, expert, and educator. She earned her PhD in natural health and has authored multiple books with another on the way, which is very exciting. The Alternative Medicine Cabinet, that was one of the, what do we got here? Oh, it won all kinds of awards, Indie Excellent Awards, Beverly Hills Book Awards, Global eBook Awards. So that was one of the previous books that Kathy wrote, but she got the new one out, and we'll be talking about that. And, of course, Kathy has appeared on over 250 radio and TV shows, and we count Real Money with David Holland as one of them. Glad to have her back. Welcome back, Kathy.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. I'm glad to have you. So let's dive in here. And I've got like 50,000 questions. I'll get to as many as I can. The big thing, I know you're all about, you know, busting stress, living a healthy life. You have kind of this synergistic thing between diet and massage and stress reduction and hypnosis and just bringing it all together. And I just have to ask, for somebody out there listening to this program right now, what are one or two simple things they can do to break up and reduce their stress? Because there's everybody's stressed out there.
Yes. And the first thing we have to realize, and I know we talked about this on previous shows, is that stress isn't really the problem. And I know all your listeners are going, what? Of course it is. I'm sitting in traffic and my paper's overdue and my kid threw up. And okay, we can't control any of that. We cannot control that stress. Those things are outside of ourselves. So if we're trying to control things outside of ourselves, we're just going to feel helpless, hopeless, frustrated.
Right.
The stress level is going to go up. So the key is controlling our reaction to that stress. That's all we have control over. And my favorite, most favorite thing, and I have taught this to millions of people, is called a mini meditation.
Okay.
And you hear the word meditate and you go, oh, no. No, you don't have to sit on the pillow and ohm and put your fingers in a certain position, and because I'm terrible at that. I'm a little type A. So this I can actually do. So if I can do this, you guys can do this.
Okay.
And you simply concentrate on your breath, the inhale and the exhale. And on the inhale, you think, I am. And on the exhale, you think, at peace. And just keep repeating that. Inhale, I am. Exhale, at peace. And if other thoughts intrude, which they often do, you know, oh, I forgot to call Bob, and oh, geez, what am I making for dinner? Just acknowledge your thinking. Say, oh, I'm thinking. And return to the breath, and I am at peace. It is a life changer. It slows you down and brings you back into that present moment. And when we're in the present moment, we make better decisions. Our cognitive function is enhanced. Our sexual response, our digestion, our immune system, all these things are boosted from being out of the stress response in that present moment. So the mini meditation, I am at peace, best thing ever. Best thing ever.
Okay. That's about as easy as it gets.
Right.
I don't have to get into like some weird yoga posture. I mean, that's...
Exactly. If you want to, you can. And, you know, I've taught this to so many people, and there's always, you know, traditional meditators
sure.
or transcendental meditators, and they say, well, it's not really meditation. Well, it is. I mean, I can't sit on the pillow and do that type of formal meditation. I find it frustrating. I feel like I'm failing. I don't have time. Whatever excuse you want to make. The mini I can do, and you can do that driving. You can do that when you're waiting in line. I do that before I get on the radio, before I write, before I make any big decisions, because it, like I said, brings us back to the present moment and optimizes all of the functions in the body. And why would we not want that advantage?
Have you hooked yourself up to a heart monitor to see how much of a reduction in your heartbeat goes on?
I've not. You know, I already have such a slow heart rate. I don't know that I want to
really?
Slow that down anymore.
Okay. Are you one of these people that's like a 30 or 35 resting, something ridiculous
that
like that?
No, I think I'm 57, 56 or 57.
Okay,
so.
That's still very, very slow by average standards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good for you. Good for you, Kathy. That's excellent. Okay. So something as simple as that. And I like that because you know what? Usually simpler is better. More, you know, life keeps giving us more and more complexity. And I have people say to me, how do you keep up with it, David? And I say, you know what? We're on it every day as it relates to finances, but there's something new all the time. And every chance I get when I'm working with a client, Kathy, and I'm sure you can relate to this, is I want to reduce the complexity and, you know, go from six accounts to one account. Go from something more complicated to more simple, because it just gets more and more complicated. And it's just, we're always up against that. So maybe I'll start every meeting with, I am at peace.
You know, it's great. When I do corporate, I have a program where I go into corporations and companies and I do stress reduction for the staff and the employees. And that's one of the things I recommend is, why not start your meeting with a minute of I am at peace? Mm-hmm. A minute. Because even that, you know, the longer you can do, the better. But even that at least brings everybody back into the present moment with you for that meeting. And the other thing that I really like are affirmations. And I am at peace is, of course, an affirmation. But, you know, it's estimated we have about 60,000 thoughts a day. And 50,000 of those are negative. That's a lot of negative thoughts.
That's a lot. And
with every negative thought, we have a negative result. And mm-hmm. I see people all the time, and going back to the money thing, since that's what we're talking about,
sure.
saying things like, oh, I can't afford that. I'm broke. I don't have enough. I don't. And they're reiterating this sense of lack. And to
scarcity,
me, every time
yeah.
you know, every time you have that thought, every time you go, oh, I can't afford that, you're telling the universe and your bank account and your personality, I don't have enough. Mm. And that you're happy with that. If you really want to be prosperous and abundant, start saying, I am prosperous and abundant. I accept money from unexpected sources. I am surrounded by helpful and supportive people. Because you know what? At the very least, it changes your attitude and gets you out of that stress response. And at the height of it, it can actually draw positive experiences, opportunities, and money to you. I've seen it happen in my own life.
Well, and there's a real good point you made there, and I want to come back to it and hit it real hard one more time, because it's just, let's not let people miss this, Kathy. You said, you know, in referring to the negative thoughts and then those negative, you know, feelings and all of that that people have, there is also, and you said, a reaction. Now, when you say that, you're talking about a physical reaction that our bodies have to those negative thoughts, because that causes something to happen, right? Blood pressure,
yep.
Adrenaline, it has this ripple effect in our body.
Absolutely.
It's kind, you know, it kind of strikes me, and I've tried to kind of wrap my mind around this, so I will confess I've thought about it a little bit, and that is that it's a little bit like we have this electrical, very powerful machine that's organic-based, of course, in our head, and it's hooked up to, and that's where we reside, but it's hooked up to this body that is a big bag of chemicals, and when we have thoughts, it causes a reaction that ripples through the body, and it changes, you know, our body's response, which then can then make you feel worse.
Right, absolutely. But also you figure if our body's response is changing, and I think we've all had that experience where we've thought that dreaded thought and we get that sinking feeling in the pit of our stomach, or we suddenly can't breathe, or we have to run to the bathroom, or we can very easily affect our physiology with our mind. So why are we not doing that positively? We can absolutely do that. I've seen study after study there. I cite them in my books because it's important to know this is not this airy-fairy woo-woo thing from the hippies in the 60s. I studied this at Harvard. You know, they're actually hooking people up to fMRIs. They're doing studies about what meditation, visualization, affirmations, yoga, tai chi. They're looking at what all of this does to your body. And there was this awesome article about luck that I read, geez, maybe 2 years ago. And it was talking about people who believe they're lucky, people who don't believe they're lucky. And they did all of these sort of social experiments. And what it turned out is people who are positive, people who are looking for those opportunities, people who are friendly and talking to other people actually perceive themselves to be luckier.
Hmm.
Because if you walk around going, oh, nothing good ever happens to me,
right.
Well, you're going to miss those opportunities. So if nothing else, just staying in a positive mindset. And, you know, I have met so many people just from a simple conversation lined at a grocery store, or, geez, I got a couple speaking gigs from talking to a woman at the Van Halen concert because I was open and friendly and I had a business card in my skinny jeans, and suddenly I had a business deal out of it, you know.
That made it deductible. I like that.
You know, you have to, and I got to hear, you know, Van Halen. I'm really dating myself when I say I like Van
Halen.
That's
okay.
But, you know, you have to take those opportunities, and from being positive, you get more.
I love it. I love it. Well, thanks for the positive outlook and inspiration. Dr. Kathy Gruber is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. The book is Journey of Healing, One Woman's Path to Healing Self and Others, thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. Quick break. We'll be right back with Kathy.
Hi, I'm Teresa Rand with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our Y has 6 locations to help you reach your health and fitness goals. With a focus on healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility, there are many different options to get your family involved, such as sports, swim, exercise, and much more. For more information on how your Y can help with your health and fitness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
And welcome back. Dr. Kathy Gruber is our guest today, health and wellness expert, and the book, Journey of Healing, One Woman's Path to Healing Self and Others. TheAlternativeMedicineCabinet.com is the website. And, you know, we're hitting some subjects that people don't necessarily think of on a, what would relate to their finances. But, Kathy, I know for a fact from personal experience that all this stuff is tied together, both in terms of my own experiences and what I've done in building my company and starting my company and the challenges that every company has along the way. And then also seeing it in clients and their experiences and all of this. And one of the things that I hear this word thrown around a lot, and it's really convenient you're now here for me to ask you about it. And this is a term that's called mindfulness. How does that relate to some of these things we're talking about? And also as it relates to maybe being, in a good place to make an important decision, be it financial or otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. Mindfulness is huge right now, and actually, 2014 was deemed the year of mindfulness. I never got to hear what 2015 was deemed, but I'm sure it was just as good. And a lot of people were talking about mindfulness. And again, you know, this was something that was big a couple decades ago, but it was this sort of fringe, you know, people without jobs were talking about mindfulness. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't the tech people and the doctors and the. But now we're all talking about it, and mindfulness is simply being in the present moment, engaging in an activity with focus and presence and using all of your senses. So if you're going to do the dishes mindfully, you're really, what's the temperature like? Are the bubbles kind of slimy on your hands? Oh, there's a piece of food on that plate you must have missed. What is the smell of that? Can you smell that lemony soap as it comes out of the sink and hits your nose? And then there's always this one little bubble that floats away, and you can see it, you know, rise higher and higher, and the light hits it, and there's this little rainbow in it, and then it pops, and there's this little spray of water, and, you know, suddenly you've done the dishes, and you've done a mindfulness exercise. Hmm. Bringing in all of those senses is so important, and making mindful decisions is so important. If you're going to buy a stock, I hope you either go to your person who does that for you, who you hope is being mindful about what they're doing with your money, or you're really investigating it. And I had an error myself this year. You know, we had a couple really big drops in the stock market. I keep stocks in a little Scottrade account, and I play with them, and they're fun. And I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't being mindful of what was happening in my financial world. And one day I woke up and looked at all my stocks, and they plummeted. Mm. I was not paying attention. I was not being mindful of the previous decisions I had made. And did I lose money? Probably they'll go back up to a certain extent. But I probably could have made more had I sold if I would have been mindful of that. You know, so in every aspect of our lives, we want to be mindful. Are we stopping in the middle of the doorway so that someone can't get through? Are we stopping in the middle of the street to talk on our phone and someone bumps into us? You know, it's a matter of being aware of not only our physical body and where we're putting that, but also our mental, emotional, financial body and where we're putting that. And it creates a state of being able to respond rather than react.
Mm.
And
because you're already tuned in.
Yeah, yeah. But it causes that pause. You know, we have these knee-jerk reactions where someone cuts us off on the freeway and there's all these finger gestures and we're yelling and we're screaming and doesn't solve the problem, doesn't help anything. If anything, you're going to start a road rage battle, at least here in California.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, the guy cut me off. Nobody was hurt. Nothing happened bad. Maybe he just lost his wife. Maybe his son was in an accident. Maybe he's late for work. Maybe, you know, not to explain away people's bad behavior, but we can't react to everything that happens around us. Hmm. We have to pause and respond, and we're going to be so much healthier.
Well, and right there, there's a stress response is much lower as well. You know, you use the example of stocks and using that as in that mindfulness of what you're doing. And And I, for some people, that may be a little abstract for them to kind of think about it that way, Kathy. But I get your point, and I'll take it one step further. You know, when somebody is choosing to hire an advisor to help them, or maybe they're looking for a second opinion, maybe they've just relocated to a new area and they're looking for a new advisor, or they aren't satisfied with their current advisor. I get those calls where somebody says, look, I'm not happy with so-and-so. I want to come in and see what you can do. In that engagement or interview or introduction, that's probably the place. If you're going to be mindful about your money, boy, that's the place to do it, because that meeting, those decisions about whether you decide to work with somebody or not, has a greater impact, in my opinion, than, you know, what stock is picked. Because, and so tune in all of those senses you described, Kathy, to that experience, and just be fully in the moment. Turn off your cell phone. It's not only good manners, but it's
right.
It lets you focus and make sure that you've done your little, you know, moment of relaxing before you go into that meeting so that you can really focus.
And the other thing is, so you focus and you pay attention to all your senses and you're fully present in that meeting, then choose to respond to that. And I have had so many people who have met with, whether it's a financial advisor or a hairdresser or a housekeeper or whoever, oh, well, you know, they spent all that time with me and now I feel kind of bad and I don't want to say no. And listen to your inner feeling. If you have a gut feeling that says, oh, I don't know if this is the right person for me, don't feel bad and
right.
give in to that because they spent a half hour with you.
Exactly.
That is part of their job. And if, you know, if I have a massage client who would come to me and say, gosh, you know, I've been with you 10 years and I really think I need something different right now, I'm going to try another therapist, I might go, oh, it's kind of a bummer, you know, I'll miss seeing you. But yeah, you need to get out of the service what you need to get out of the service.
Yeah.
And I see people sticking with practitioners or advisors or mechanics out of guilt and, well, I've been with them for 20 years. Okay, but 15 of those were bad.
So,
have the guts to listen to your instincts and make a move, because you're going to be better off that way. You're going to have greater prosperity and greater success.
Have you ever, 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 Kathy, followed your gut and sorry you didn't?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the times where I've wanted to do something and went, I think about those.
Yeah.
You know, in one instant, our lives can change. And I think we have to go with those gut instincts. That's why we have them. That's there for a purpose.
Yeah, I've never regretted one of them. I've never had a situation where I go, you know, I'm not going to do that. It doesn't feel right. And then later say, oh, doggone it, I should have gone against my gut. You know, I've never had that happen. And I think that if people be really wise to that, right to the point you're making about if you feel a hesitation or doesn't seem right. You know, I had somebody come in the other day. It goes both ways. I had somebody come in the other day, Kathy, and I could just tell, talking with them, that what I do was not really what they're looking for.
Right.
And you know what? That's okay. And I said, you know what? Let me refer you to somebody else that I think is more of what you're looking for. They about fell out of their chairs. They couldn't believe I was going to do that. I'm like, look, why are we, you know, look, we're not going to do this. It's not going to fit for you. It's not going to fit for me. I want you to be happy. And there's no point if it's not going to be a good fit for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And to me, that is one of the greatest things you can do in business. And I have turned people away either because I think they're going to be a crazy, insane person and I don't need that in my life, or because I really can't help them. And, you know, I spent an hour working on this woman's arm because it was a chiropractic referral and she was having weird symptoms. And I got to the end and she said, what do you think? And I said, you know, I'm going to be really honest with you. I do not think I can help your hand and your wrist. I said, I don't know what's wrong with it. I've never seen anything like this. I said, you can keep coming to me and I'll keep working on the rest of you.
Mm-hmm.
But if any massage therapist tells you they can fix your wrist, I got to say, they're lying to you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
This is not going to work. I said, keep the chiropractic, try an acupuncturist. And she was like, oh my, what?
Really?
Because why would I not want her business every week?
It's
I'm
you know what it is?
It if I can't help.
Yeah, you know what it is? I think it's a sad statement on society, Kathy, that people are naturally, I like skeptical. I really do. I'm a skeptic myself. But it's a sad statement on society that, you know, that people come to expect everyone who's in some sort of service providing business that they won't, you know, really consider the person over themselves. And I guess that's something that is kind of a disappointment, but it is what it is. And, you know, people just have to be, balanced on that. If you're just joining us, Dr. Kathy Gruber is our guest, health and wellness expert, The Journey of Healing, One Woman's Path to Healing Self and Others. That's Kathy's new book. And the website, thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. Quick break. We'll come back and I got to talk about diet. Stay right there.
What if in the time it takes you to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? Well, if you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. It's as simple as that. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? And there's no cost or obligation to meet with David. All you need to do is simply call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com for more information. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And we are back. Dr. Kathy Gruber's on the line, health and wellness expert. New book, Journey of Healing, One Woman's Path to Healing Self and Others, and the website, thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. I mentioned diet, Kathy, and so again, people are scratching their heads, what's diet got to do with this? It's got a lot to do. You know, I think people make better decisions. I think they are healthier generally. And I mean, how can you ignore health when you talk about your finances? Look at all the different ways in which your health affects your finances and deductibles and you know, how well you age and all of these things. And it's just, it's a big part of what people need to think about and, you know, the choices they make. So talk to me about diet. You yourself, I understand in reading some of the historical information that, you know, you had some challenges with some of your diets early on.
Oh, yeah. I was raised in the 70s and 80s in Pittsburgh where everything came out of a box, a jar, a can. That's just what you did. You know, it was Hamburger Helper and box macaroni and cheese and jarred soup. And I didn't know vegetables didn't come out of a can. I had no idea what garlic was. I had no idea what a lot of things were until I got to California and went, what is that? Is it avocado? Oh, that's weird. What is that? You know, so I grew up on, you know, not tons of fast food, but packaged and processed food. Tons of soda. Artificial sweetener, MSG. I didn't even know, you know, what is GMO? Who cares? What's the difference? But as I got older, I realized that though I was thin and though I was energetic and everybody looked at me and assumed I was healthy, I was actually really not. I was not functioning well. I was not sleeping. I was having horrible bowel problems. I was not metabolizing vitamins. I was probably incredibly malnourished. And as I slowly started to drop things away, like the fast food went first, then the soda went, then the artificial sweetener went, my headache stopped, and I was sleeping better, and I had more energy, and I was making better decisions because that brain fog was gone. Just because people look healthy doesn't mean they are. Just because someone is slender does not mean that they're a complete healthy being, because health is not the absence of disease. It is the addition of all these things that make us thrive. And that has to be financial health and sexual health and mental health and spiritual health. It's not just this, oh, I have a low BMI.
Right.
It's so much more than that. So the more pure food, real food, food that came either from a creature or out of the earth or a tree or, you know, that's what we have to eat. I go with the 80-20 mindset. 80% of the time, you do the best you can. 20% of the time, maybe you do run through a drive-thru or you do have a soda or you have one donut or you know, I don't believe we can do this 100%. And I see people who wake up on a Wednesday and suddenly decide they're going to be vegan because they saw one movie. And now they're eating all this fake meat, which frankly is worse for you than real meat. And, you know, if you're going to make a decision like that, you have to be smart about it. Just like you're not going to walk into your broker and give them every cent you own and say, do something with this. You know, you're gonna diversify. You're gonna, you know, be smart and do research about what you're doing and how you're investing and your food and what you put in your body is how you're investing in yourself in that way. And you're gonna see either good returns or not good returns. Just practical. You know, I'm not a big fan of these radical diets.
Yeah.
I'm frankly, and I know a bunch of people are gonna go, oh, I'm not a huge fan of vegan and vegetarian. It works for some people. It does not work for a lot of people. And I have friends and clients trying to put that peg in that hole, and it's not working for them.
Our bodies are made a certain way. You know, people can argue it. I understand it, and everybody has different opinions. But I know what my body really thrives on, and it's what you described. It's whole foods. It's meat. I'm a carnivore, I confess. But my body just thrives on that. And, you know, I'm clear. My mind is clear. And you know what? That's what my clients need my mind to be, is clear. And, you know, it occurs to me, and I've heard, I'm sure you've heard this expression, Kathy, you know, if you don't have time to be healthy or make good choices about what you do, you'll have to make time for being sick later.
Right.
But it's also a cost. You know, I can tell you for a fact, so there is a direct financial cost to some of these choices, and it's long-term care insurance will cost you more. Life insurance will cost you more. Mm-hmm. Health insurance, if it has to be individually underwritten, will cost you more. All these things will cost you more. And, you know, it's just a reality. And it's ironic, you know, people want to enjoy a wonderful long retirement and invest for it. And you said the really important point, Kathy, we're working hard to invest for it. But then how about investing so that your body is going to be there and be able to work when you have the money? If you've done a good job on the investment side, then hopefully you've done some things that will let your body then keep up with your finances to take those trips and do those things and climb the steps or do whatever it is to be able to do those things.
Yeah. And it's about, again, living in that present moment, and there's a balance, and I struggle with this as well. There is that balance between what am I doing now and what am I saving for later? You know, I want to take advantage and travel and do things now, but I also want to put away for the future in hopes that the future comes and that I'm healthy in the future. And, you know, I do flying trapeze for fun because, you know, who doesn't? But I just had a really bad, really bad trapeze accident where I messed up my knee, I messed up my shoulder.
Ouch.
And one of my clients said something so wise. She goes, well, you're in such great shape, you're going to recover so fast. That's true. You know, if I had, you know, if you have an accident or you have a fall and you already are healthy, you're going to heal so much quicker.
Good
and I'm
point.
Not saying it's 70, you're up on a trapeze, but you slip and fall in the shower, you trip down a flight of stairs, you're going to heal so much quicker and have less care, less time missed away from work, less time, you know, in the hospital recovering if you start out healthy already. So, you know, there's so many reasons to do what you can that's in your, again, in your control, which is what you put in your mouth.
Very good. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Kathy Gruber, right from her mouth to your ears, health and wellness expert, Journey of Healing, One Woman's Path to Healing Self and Others, and the alternativemedicinecabinet.com. Kathy, loved it. We'll have you back. You are an inspiration. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great week, everybody.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.